All right, okay, yeah, we're recording. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm not gonna edit this, so do whatever you want. Oh, just don't worry. While he's talking, if you think he's gonna say something funny, just say something funny.
He's using a steam
mic. Could I just read the text?
Yeah, just read from there, you know. All right. It's fine.
In a frenzy, you grab the dishcloth and dab at the coffee stain, hoping for a miracle. You remember an old trick involving baking soda.
Maybe move a little closer to the stain.
Oh, okay.
Start from the top.
Yeah. In a frenzy, you grab a dishcloth.
No, just keep going, okay? You don't need to reset, just keep going.
In a frenzy, you grab a dishcloth and dab at the coffee stain, hoping for a miracle. You remember an old trick involving baking soda and water, mixing up a quick paste. You apply it to the tie, gently rubbing in hopes of lifting the stain.
You know,
after a few tense minutes, you hold your breath.
Can't believe this guy is fucking trying to
rise
take the
stain tie. Miraculously, I mean, the stain has faded significantly.
Or get a different
faint
tie.
Dark,
what an idiot.
A faint mark remains.
Yes, too.
It's not perfect, but it might just pass unnoticed. With no time left to spare,
you make
a dash for the door.
Yeah, there are paths where you can't even...
head straight to the interview, hoping no one notices the faint stain.
What even?
Two, make a detour to the store to buy a new tie, risking being late for the interview.
He's not going to.
Do you play it safe with time or with your appearance? The choice is yours. For option one, open head to interview. For option two, open buy new tie.
I actually don't even know what the interview is for yet. Oh, wait, you finished it? Yeah, how do you feel about it? You think you did good?
Yeah, it's pretty decent.
Okay, well, you can do another take if you want. Otherwise, we can just call it there.
I'll do another one.
Okay, go for it. Try a different voice. What's up?
A different voice?
Oh, I don't need that. That costs. That's effort. Well, yeah. If I haven't been very clear, I'm not editing this. It's going.
Yeah. In a frenzy, you grab a dishcloth and dab at the coffee stain, hoping for a miracle. You remember an old trick involving baking soda and water, mixing up a quick paste. You apply it to the tie, gently rubbing in hopes of lifting the stain. After a tense few minutes, you hold your breath and rinse the tie. Miraculously, the stain has faded significantly, though a faint mark remains. It's not perfect, but it might just pass unnoticed. With no time left to spare, you make a dash for the door. One, head straight to the interview, hoping no one notices the faint stain.
Dear God!
Two, make a detour to the store to buy a new tie, risking being late for the interview. Do you play it safe with time or with your appearance? The choice is yours. For option one, open head to interview. For option two, open buy new tie.
Okay. Which option do you think they should take?
One.
Yeah, that's probably better if they want to, you know, get somewhere with the interview. But, you know, getting a new tie. I wonder how they're getting to the interview.
Get out of here with your broke tie.
Yeah, seriously. He's probably just going to go to Walmart and get something for $5 anyway.
You just don't wear a tie.
Yeah.
And you just not wear a tie.
You could just
need a tie.
Pretty cute.
I think that's enough for this audio file.